On this day, 3rd June 1921, Unionist warns minority. Mr. William Grant, MP, one of the partitionists elected for North Belfast, delivered an interesting speech on Friday. As reported in the Tory papers, he said, "After 3 weeks of an arduous campaign, they were all heartily thankful that their sacred cause had been maintained in the most constitutional way possible. Their parliament had been selected. They were going to establish the law in Ulster, and they would give fair play to all parties provided they respected the law." Applause. If the Sinn Féiners and the constitutional nationalists were not prepared to obey the mandate of the Northern Parliament, they would be told in no uncertain voice to clear out of Ulster. The enemies of Ulster would have to understand the position, for they would be made to understand it. As wife's mistake over Custom House victim. An amazing case of mistaken identity emerged at the inquiry into the burning of the Custom House in Dublin. Mrs. Kelly of Gardiner Street told the remarkable story of her agreeable surprise on discovering that she had mistakenly identified one of the dead bodies of the Custom House fire as that of her husband. She had made all the funeral arrangements, bought the mourning clothes, a coffin, and a shroud for the body, which it now wears. She was going to the King George Hospital on Saturday when she got a letter from her husband from Arborhill Prison asking for his pipe. Mrs. Kelly deposed to having been mistaken regarding the identity of the remains of one of the deceased, whom she had identified as her husband. On receiving the letter, she went to Arborhill and asked the guard to ask the man, who she heard was her husband, to write down the names of their children. This he duly did. On Sunday, she saw her husband alive. Asked why she went to the hospital, she said her husband had not come home as usual, and a man told her he saw him being bayoneted near the Custom House. Heavy police casualties in Kerry. 5 members of the RIC were killed yesterday. As the result of an ambush in Kilorglan, County Kerry, a district inspector, a sergeant and 2 constables were shot dead. A 3rd constable was shot dead in Kilworth, County Cork. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, a shipyard worker and supporter of the 1920 shipyard pogrom, Billy Grant went on to become post-war health minister, responsible for the establishment of the NHS. His narrow sectarianism ensured that the Mater Hospital, a Catholic acute teaching hospital, was excluded from the NHS, a scandal which persisted until 1972.